Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video from DNews, and it's called Men versus Women, Who Really Gets Sicker? So let's take a look. It's a pretty common trope that a cold or the flu doesn't really affect women as much as it does men. There's even a kind of pejorative name for it, the men flu, which implies that men are just being babies. Now, of course, this is a crazy exaggeration. Being sick sucks for everyone, except studies have shown this difference in experience may have a hint of truth to it. It's a pretty common trope that a cold or the flu doesn't really affect women as much as it does men. There's even a kind of pejorative name for it, the men flu, which implies that men are just being babies. Now, of course, this is a crazy exaggeration. Being sick sucks for everyone, except studies have shown this difference in experience may have a hint of truth to it.那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 trope 呢是比喻的意思呢，它的重音呢是在 o 的地方发 o trope 那小心这个字呢不要跟 troop 搞混 troop 呢是部队的意思，那 trope 呢有点像是迷思或者是譬喻。那再来我们来看的是 pejorative 呢则是轻蔑的，它的重音呢在最前面的地方 pe 发短音 e p 那 jor 这边则是发 jPejor, 那 RA 只是发 A, pejorative, 是轻蔑的意思。那我们可以说 she got expelled for her pejorative language towards a special needs student. 她因为她对于一个特殊教育的学生呢，轻蔑的言语而被退学了。在我们来看的是 imply 呢，它是动词，指的是暗示的意思。imply 重音在 p-o-y 的地方发 i 的音。举例来说呢 ，When he said that he hasn't watched that movie, he is actually implying that you should ask him out. 当他说他没看过那部电影的时候呢，他其实是在暗示说你可以约他一起去看电影啊。那再来呢，我们来看它的名词呢，则是 implication。implication 呢是言外之意，其实就是指暗示这种感觉啦。那我们可以说 The implication of click the movie is simply saying that the time spent with your family is much more important than your achievements at work. 命运好好玩这部电影的言外之意呢，其实就只是在说家人跟家人相处的时光呢，比工作上的成就呢重要非常多。在我们来看是 exaggeration 呢是夸大的意思，那重音在 RA 的地方 IEXA 这边呢则是发 exaggr 则是 j exaggeration 是夸大。那我们可以说 when he said that he has been waiting for a lifetime, it's actually an exaggeration. 当他说他等了一辈子的时候呢，这其实只是一个夸大其实的说法这样。那动词呢则是 exaggerate 则是夸饰。我们可以说 he tend to exaggerate things a lot when it's not actually that important. 他有时候呢会把一些没有这么重要的事情呢言过其实，把它夸饰了。那要记得我们中文有时候会说，哎，真的很夸张的夸张呢，不要用 exaggerate 这一个，因为 exaggerate 这个是比较像是修辞法或者是夸大那样子。那如果说一件事情很夸张，让你无法置信的地步呢，你可以说 outrageous。那前几天有教过这一个字 outrageous。最后我们来看的是 hint 呢是提示的意思，有时候如果有人玩过密室脱逃啊，你就会跟那个关主说 can we have a little bit of hint， 可以给我们一点提示，我们才可以顺利破关。那句子里面的用法呢提到说 may have a hint of truth to it， 那 may have a hint of something 这一个用法呢其实就是在讲说，诶，好像有一点点什么东西的味道。有时候你看菜单呢，你会看到像是说 grilled salmon with a hint of lime， 就是有点像是诶鲑鱼佐柠檬或者是莱姆香的感觉，所以他就是跟你说有这个东西的存在，可是并没有这么多，所以有一点点这个东西的味道。那我们同时也可以说Ed Sheeran's new pop album actually has a hint of Celtic culture to it. 红发艾德的新专辑呢，不只是流行音乐，还有一点点塞尔提克文化的这种感觉在里面。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. It's a pretty common trope that a cold or the flu doesn't really affect women as much as it does men. There's even kind of a pejorative name for it.The men flu, which implies that men are just being babies. Now, of course, this is a crazy exaggeration. Being sick sucks for everyone, except studies have shown this difference in experience may have a hint of truth to it. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!